in the limelight.
It is only faith and resistance that saves a nation and grants it success against the plots and aggressions of the big powers, who wrongly think that their state-of-the-art military technology can be opponents. Stay with us for a viewpoint column that appeared in this regard in Iran's English-language newspaper Kayhan International. The piece was published on Tuesday 9th of July and is titled, Wealth and Weapons Do Not Win Wars. Stay with us. Kayhan International writes, Donald Trump and his administration seem to have a bizarre mindset, or else they're totally mindless of facts, of realities, and of course, the ultimate results. Brainless would be a better word to describe the US president and his team of thugs, who ritually cry horse almost every day that Iran will not be able to allow to manufacture a nuclear bomb, despite the fact, as admitted by many an American and European journalist and scholar, that the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has ruled Islam prohibits weapons of mass destruction. This means the Trumpists have made a laughingstock of themselves by saying that Iran, even if its atomic installations are of peaceful industrial purpose, as affirmed time and again by the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency, is a threat to the planet's peace and security, whilst the United States, with its doomsday arsenal of weapons of mass destruction, is not, and neither is the illegal Zionist regime, which, helped by the West, possesses over 100 nuclear warheads and refuses to either sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, or allow IAEA inspectors to inspect its nuclear sites. Kayhan International writes further, the problem with Donald Trump in his misconstrued belief that weapons of mass destruction and what he calls beautiful weapons has made the United States invincible and no power can shatter the American military might. This was fully evident last Thursday, on the 4th of July, when for the first time during the US Independence Day celebrations, he ordered a reluctant Pentagon to parade state-of-the-art military hardware on the streets of Washington, whilst from behind a bulletproof glass shield, the man who fears for his dear life bragged in his fault-filled address to booing masses burning the US flag for the first time as well. There is nothing that the US cannot do. Although he staged his circus with an eye on re-election next year rather than scaring the Islamic Republic of Iran, or for that matter North Korea, China and Russia, it was clear to any conscientious person that the Pharaoh and his hordes had been reincarnated and, unable to realize the spiritual power of Prophet Moses, were ready for their second sinking in the Red Sea, perhaps in the Persian Gulf this time. Observers were quick to point out that his arrogance and ignorance augur inauspicious for the United States, which might collapse sooner than expected. In view of Donald Trump's traumatic policies and his boastful words, our military has never been stronger. Each day new equipment is delivered, new and beautiful equipment, the best in the world, the best anywhere in the world. Blinded by his ill-accumulated personal wealth and the supposedly destructive power of the US over which he presides as president, the immoral, uncivilized and unprincipled Donald Trump thinks that he can ride roughshod and do whatever he likes, without being held accountable to anyone, little knowing that history has time and again proved that neither wealth wins wars, nor sheer military power defeats determined opponents. Kayhan International writes further, and if he thinks he can browbeat the Islamic Republic into submission by threatening to obliterate Iran, then there is no greater fool on the planet Earth than Donald Trump. It is now clear why some of his own senior officials privately call him a moron, probably in view of his limited vocabulary, total lack of normal human empathy, and the devilish urge to drag the United States to its doom. David had no armor to defend himself against the swords, lances, and arrows of the powerful Philistines. Yet this teenager, who was destined to be chosen by God as a prophet, finished off the armored-to-the-teeth warlord, Goliath, with a single shot from his simple sling, with which he used to drive away wolves threatening his flock of sheep. No wonder Almighty Allah in Ayah 249 of Surah Baqarah of the Holy Quran explicitly informs all those with even an iota of common sense. How many a small party has overcome a larger party by Allah's will? And Allah is with the patient. For the information of his self-styled end-time evangelist who egged Donald Trump towards the abysmal depths of the eternal inferno with their irrational prophecies, refer to the Islamic texts that draw a clear picture of the outcome of the upright as promised by God, to end all corruption and oppression on earth through Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, and his global government of peace, prosperity and justice, assisted by Prophet Jesus, a fundamental article of faith for the Islamic Republic of Iran, and a resistance front made up of Hezbollah, the Hashad al-Shaabi, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Ansarullah, Fatemiyun, Zainabiyun, and others spread all over the world.